The Daylen Kuntz Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance Group. Now, with Daylen Kuntz, here's Brady Hall.
5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, welcome in to the first Daylen Kuntz Show of the new year. Very excited about that. Of course, Daylen in studio getting set for a huge conference battle coming up tomorrow night against Montana State. But we do want to thank our great friends at Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printers for bringing you this show each and every day. Great advertisers, great supporters of all things UNC Bears. Daylen, Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
How you doing, my friend?
Doing pretty good. Can't complain too much.
You had a good break and everything before. Obviously, we got two games to talk about, but it was a nice little stretch there for you to get away for a moment or two.
Yeah, it was a nice break. Got to hang out with the fam and just kind of, you know, just spend some time with them.
And we both did our homework. We were supposed to see, because Angel over there, he instructed us, or he gave us some homework. We had to see the new Avatar movie, The Way of Water?
Yes.
The Way of Water.
Not The Way of the Water.
The Way of, no, not The Water. The Way of Water, and you did see it. You got it done. You got it. We got it, and I did too. So that was the first time I've been to a movie theater in like 8 million years, but it was worth it. It was good. 3.5 hours went by pretty quickly, but overall, you liked it?
Yeah, overall, I liked it a lot. I actually seen it in 3D, so like it kind of made it a little bit cooler.
We all did, and I'm the only one of you guys, because you loved it in 3D, didn't you, Angel?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Daylen did too. Maybe I'm because I'm 97 years old, and you guys are young guys. I was like, "Yeah, these things hurt my ears. These, and I, what's going on there?" So I want to go see it without it. But you guys loved it. Maybe I'm just too old to enjoy 3D anymore.
Well, it's a lot on the eyes. And it can just be visually like there are parts of the movie where you feel like you're there.
Yeah,
and it's just like, what am I watching right now?
Better than the first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think so. Are they going to be able to keep this momentum up though? Like throughout. They got three more movies coming up, and they're all going to be 3.5 hours. Is that right?
They're probably going to be longer. I think Cameron said he wants to do like a 9-hour cut of the film.
Mm. I don't know about that.
That would release like in theaters and in streaming.
So, but if you were to go to the theater to watch it, you're committing pretty much all day.
Kind of. There'd be like a couple intermissions or something. But.
I mean. How you could, Daylen? You couldn't do that. There's no, you'd miss like 4 games if you went into a 9-hour movie, man.
Yeah, no, that'd be one I have to watch at home, break it up into like different days.
What do you
throughout the week?
Would you go see? Would you go sit in a 9-hour session?
I mean, I might. I remember when the last Twilight movie came out, my sisters drug me to like a marathon of all the Twilight
films.
And
they just had them all together.
Yeah, and there was like a 15-20 minute break in between each one. That was a long night.
And those got worse as they went along.
They did.
So, I mean,
especially when you don't enjoy them at all.
Yeah. I saw the first one and I tried to watch the second one. I'm like, nope, I'm done. This is, no more vampires. I'm out of this one. But 9 hours, is that really the plan? Like,
that's a director's cut.
That's
so
his
it's
dream.
A lot of stuff and you have to cut the fat on some of it. But I think with this kind of story and his vision for it, I think you can. You can make it as long as you need, and people are going to go see it.
Yeah, well, I know the morning show guys, the Good Morning NoCo, their poll question was, what was it? Like, what popular movie have you not seen that you're...
Yeah, what's a movie that if you told someone, oh, I haven't seen that, they would be shocked?
Is there any movie like that? Like, a big-time movie that everybody talks about that you've never seen?
Because
I just asked Coach Dick, Bruce Dick, I was like, have you seen Avatar?
No. No, I feel like I'll be watching a lot
You catch
movies,
up on so, all the movies?
Yeah, so I kind of watch them all. I'd be into the movies.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm 97 years old, so I don't see as many movies as I used to. So I'm probably, like the last 5 years, I would say, anything that came out, save for the Marvel stuff, because I'm into that, I probably missed a lot of those. Like Knives Out, that one everybody talks about? I haven't seen that one. But a lot of like the other one, like the old school, really popular ones, yeah.
Have you seen The Godfather?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that.
You haven't seen The Godfather?
Huh? That or The Breakfast Club?
I have seen The Breakfast Club. That's good. Have you seen The Godfather?
No, I haven't seen The Godfather, though. I've seen The Breakfast Club.
Makes sense, though. I mean, you know, I think, because, like, for me, it wasn't even a priority to go see The Godfather, maybe, but, like, 10 years before me was probably like, oh, you have to go see The Godfather. For you guys now, it's like, is that even going to be good?
Yeah.
You know? Compared to what you have
Isn't
now.
Isn't the second one supposed to be better than that one?
I've seen them. I don't really know what happened. It was a long time ago. It's mafia stuff, you know. You know, guys' horses' heads are in beds and stuff. I don't know. I don't remember enough of it. But Avatar, it seems like most people have seen that one, right? The first one, at least?
Yeah.
It was such a big deal back then. Like, when it came out, it was so, like, ahead of its time. And I saw a comparison the other day of, like, a scene from this one and then the new one. And it's crazy how much better the new one looks compared to how great the first one did.
Do you ever watch them, though, do, like, when they're acting the scenes out and they're in their getup, because they have to, it's like a video game almost. They have to be in the whatever that.
It's a motion capture.
Yeah, they have to be in that and they're acting it out. That to me would be harder than just acting regularly. Like you and I just here in our regular clothes acting, they have to be in all this weird getup. And so just imagine that you walk in and they have to be all serious with each other, but they've got these giant things all over them.
There's just a big empty room and you have to just imagine the environment and you won't see it for another 2 years when it's like. Rendered.
Hats off to those actors, man, because that's something else. Favorite character in that one? Did you have a favorite? I don't know. I only know one of the names. I can't think of
I don't know
names.
The names, but I'd probably say like the...
One of the kids?
Yeah, one of the kids. It was the one that...
The troublemaker?
Yeah, I liked him.
Yeah, it was good.
I liked him.
I liked the adopted daughter they had.
Oh, yeah, she was
she
cool
has like
too.
That kind of like
oh yeah,
she has like a weird connection with the planet and like the deity. She was kind of fun.
Yeah, she was cool.
Well, didn't Sigourney Weaver voiced her?
Yeah, she like plays her too.
Yeah,
the performance.
That's insane to me. I didn't know
and
that.
She's like 70.
Yeah, and she did a good job sounding like a whatever 12, 13, 14, 15 year old. I don't know. But it was, I mean, for as far as sequels go, too, like, a lot of times you see these, you know, Top Gun redid it, did a sequel 40 million years later. You're seeing that a lot more now.
Just passed Top Gun today.
You what?
It passed Top Gun in grossing.
It did?
Yeah.
Is it the number one for the year or what?
For last year? The year, yes. So it just passed Top Gun Maverick today.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's good stuff. What's your rating level? What are you giving this? Out of 10, 10 being the best ever. One being like, don't go see this. Please stay away.
I say a 9.
Yeah?
I say a 9 is pretty good.
Is that where you're going with this, Anjo?
I'll go 9, too. I want to go see it again, probably push it up to a 10, but
that's what I was thinking
I definitely
too.
Enjoyed it.
Well, I want to go see it without the 3D glasses. And just because it just, I don't know, it seemed tinty. I mean, I want to see it.
Well, it might just be the lens of the glasses.
Or me getting older and my eyes just don't belong there anymore. But yeah, it was overall really fantastic. I would say it's up there, like... Rewatchability, I mean, it's 3.5 hours, so it's hard for me just to be like, you know what, I'm bored,
like 50
I'm
gonna times,
throw so. It on. Yeah, I saw that one a lot too. I'd say like an 8.5, 9.
You could split it up throughout the day.
Yeah, you could. You could watch it and
go have a snack or something. A
couple
back,
of days. Well, I'm glad you got to see it. Fine in time. Now it's tough for you to do that because the schedule is just absolutely crazy for you. But the last time we chatted, you guys were just finishing up the non-conference schedule, I believe, right? You took you battled Air Force, and then you started up the conference schedule, going up against Weber State and Idaho State, and we'll kind of get into some of those games. But Dalen, what strikes you? What pops out to you first as far as what went wrong in those games? You start out not ideal for you guys, going 0-2 to start the conference play. But what sticks out as far as things that maybe got away from you? And let's go to the Weber State game first. Kind of just looking at that game, what was it? I mean, it was a close game, back and forth, but ultimately Weber State pulls it out. You guys kept making that push, though, to stay in the game. What are a couple of things on the top of your head that you thought maybe got away from you in that game?
Just probably just staying dialed in longer, you know what I mean? It's kind of been like a current theme all year, just like just continue to try to strive to be dialed in longer and just being more consistent with all our, like, you know, our plans for the defensive side and the offensive side. Just continue to stay dialed in and, you know, just each possession, like, you know, just going possession by possession and not really, you know what I mean, overlooking it. Or
is that more on the defensive side or the offensive side or overall?
Overall with everything. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, we have those strides where we're playing really good defensively or we're playing really good offensively. It's just like, now it's more we need to figure out a way to keep it consistent and not have so much ups and downs with it.
So what are
the game?
What are the steps that you take to do that? Is that sitting down and talking about it more? Is it going over film study? Or is it something where mentally each and every one of you guys just has to decide, okay, have to find a way to really dial it in? Because you hear that in sports. You hear that in the broadcast too, where it's like, oh, if this team can dial in for the full game, man, they can do something crazy. So what is it that you have to do, you have to tell yourself to make sure you guys all do that?
It's a little bit of everything. Like, of course, watching film, you know, it's always good to see where, you know, the spurts at where we're kind of not dialed in or where it's kind of going up and down and where we need to kind of, you know, stay consistent. And then, of course, among ourselves, just seeing what everybody could bring to help the team out little by little. Like, everybody could bring something different or bring a little more than overall to help the team grow. Just a little bit by a little bit.
Well, in that Weber State game, you guys were down 37-28 to half, but then that second half, it was just back and forth for you guys. You guys tied in the second half, 44-44, but ultimately went on to lose 81-72. And then you jumped up against an Idaho State team, and they're, you know, they're 2-0 in the conference. The 5-10 record, a lot of people look at those records as non-conference records. They don't really mean that much, though, because you look at it and say, who did they play? Did they play some tough teams? Look, you guys played Houston and Baylor and Colorado. So some crazy teams. Idaho State ends up, you know, they go off. They ended up getting 90 points. But overall, you guys go to overtime against this team, and it was a back-and-forth battle. But kind of the same stuff as far as that game staying locked in, because it seemed like you were locked in enough to get this game into overtime.
Yeah, it's just the biggest thing with us right now is putting together a full 40 minutes, you know, like not playing for just 30 minutes or just 20 minutes. We need to, like, figure out how to put together a full 40 minutes and, you know, just stand out in. But, like, also in both of those games, you know, we, like, we had opportunities to win those games.
Yeah.
Like, even though we didn't play our best and play as well as we wanted, we still had the opportunity to win the game. Now it's just like, you know, us seeing that and knowing, like, okay, like, we still gave ourselves the opportunity to win the game. Now it's just dialing in on those little things and, you know, just giving ourselves the opportunity for the next games.
You're at a point now. I said this yesterday on the show. I was like, Dalen can fall asleep and score 20. I mean, you're at that point now where 20 points is just automatic for you. You had 19 against Idaho State. Dalton went off. He almost got 30, 29. Let me ask you this, man. Because we talk a lot on this show, and I think throughout the station, too, we talk a lot about the big three. You, Matt Johnson, Dalton Knecht. Do you ever feel like, or do the other guys feel like there's like a certain sense of pressure? Like, if two of the three of you guys are not lighting up the scoreboard, you could be in trouble. Is there any sense of pressure there, or what's that conversation like, or what's that feeling like?
I wouldn't say it's a sense of pressure, but it's more of like, you know, us being like the, you know, like the more of the go-to guys on the team, like the leaders and the older guys on the team. We know that pretty much, like, everybody's going to kind of follow our lead. Like, you know, if we're coming out playing hard, playing aggressive, and, you know, doing the right things, then everybody will kind of be, like, kind of meshing with us. But if we're not, if we don't have our, like, if we're not on point, then the team's not going to be on point. So it's kind of like us being those leaders and, you know, kind of like the role models almost. Like, the team's going to go as we go. So we got to make sure we're right within ourselves and, you know, for the team to make sure that we get ourselves the opportunity to win these games or just give ourselves a chance.
Yeah, and another one of those guys, you know, that I think is kind of following that lead of you guys is Riley Abercrombie. It seems like he's getting more and more into the game. He had 10 points against Idaho State, you know, played 36 minutes, 1 for 5 from the three-point line, but it does seem like he's one of those guys when one of you three are clicking, you start to see him pick it up a little bit more too. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's been hitting shots the last few games, and, you know, he's still finding his, you know, just kind of finding his rhythm, finding his where he's good at and where he's good at within the offense and, you know, playing alongside us. But yeah, he's definitely been playing a lot better. I mean, like, kind of like I've been saying, like, pretty much this whole year, that, like, I feel like each game we're getting better, you know what I mean? It hasn't been, like, the biggest jumps, but you could see it, like, you know, each game it's, like, something's getting better, whether it's Riley making shots or Theo playing better or just our defense playing better or our defense getting better or offense starting to hit some shots. Like, I just feel like we're kind of constantly growing.
Yeah, you mentioned that with Theo, too. 6 points for him against Idaho State. But the thing I look at with him, and we've talked about it, is the boards. He's getting down there. He is doing the dirty work. He had 9 boards in this game. And so it is good to see him starting to go. And so even if those guys can't contribute in a big-time way in the as far as point totals go, when they can fill up the stat sheet with something else, maybe that's assists, maybe that's steals, maybe that's not turning the ball over, or like Theo's doing, just commanding the board and finding ways to get big time rebounds for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody's just kind of figuring out what ways they can contribute to the team for, you know, for us all to meet the one big goal. Everybody's contributing in their different ways and doing, you know, what the team needs just for us to, you know, I mean, eventually all mesh together and kind of, you know, just go from there.
How hard is it to take a break, the Christmas break, and then to jump back into things? You know, you get a break, you're with the family, you're eating right, you know, you're hanging out, you're going to Avatar, and then you got to just plug right back into school, to basketball and everything. How hard is that mentally for you personally?
I wouldn't say it's too hard. I mean, just like for me personally, you know, like I'm a gym rat, like I'm always in the gym.
So you're
like,
always just
like,
in it.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like when I get back, it's just like I've been in the gym, so it's not like I was just sitting down for 6 days not doing nothing, but I mean, honestly, our whole team was like that. You know, like when everybody went home, Pretty sure everybody found a gym and got able to work on their game and get some shots up. So, like, I feel like it wasn't too hard for us, but, you know, just definitely just getting back to, you know, I mean, just, we were gone for 6 days, apart from each other for 6 days, just getting back to practices and then, you know, getting back in just game mode and scouting and all that stuff.
Is that first practice back difficult then at all? Or if, like you said, you guys are just, you're working out just as hard on your own, so it doesn't, because I remember when I was in high school, That first practice back, because again, it's small town high school, but you're just like, I want to throw up all over these walls right now. Like, but none of that feeling, none of that stuff. You guys stayed in pretty good shape.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't like a terrible practice or nothing like that. I mean, definitely, you know, we haven't practiced in a while, so it's not the best practices of them all, but it wasn't a bad practice though.
How does Smiley handle that? Does he push hard getting you guys back in, or does he kind of just gradually work you guys into it?
A little bit of both. I mean, definitely we push hard because we know, like, when we came back, we had, what, like 3 days to prepare for Weber State. So it's like, you know, really don't have no time to waste. So we got to get after it and just kind of, you know, get back in flow with each other in rhythm, you know, just getting back in rhythm, honestly.
Well, we'll see this team get back into rhythm tomorrow night. The Montana State tomorrow night, and then Montana on Saturday. So two big stretches for you guys in this conference. It's my favorite time of the year when we get into conference play, and it's as good as advertised. You had a great, you know, close game against Weber State. You go to overtime against Idaho State. So, I mean, you just know that no matter who it is in this conference, there's going to be a dogfight, and you guys have a target on your back. You were one of the projected top teams coming in, so teams know that, hey, man, if we can beat this team, we can really have a successful season. So do you feel that sense at all, that there is a little bit of a target on your back?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, of course, like us being picked second and that stuff, you know, teams that are picked under, of course, want to show, like, okay, like we feel like we're better than them. And that's one thing Coach Maya talked about, like us being picked that high, it's a target on our backs. You know what I mean? It's not like we were picked eighth and, you know, we're the underdogs. Now people are looking at us like we have to get them, and we're getting everybody's best effort each night. You know what I mean? But as far as the conference, though, I feel like it's a good league this year. Like,
some good,
I mean,
teams.
It could go. You could be like, every team's good. You know, regardless of the record. Like, you know what I mean? You could be like the team. Like, for example, Idaho is picked lower. Their record was 5-10, but they're still a good team. Just because their record says that, don't mean they're a bad team. Like, just like how, you know, how we had some games where it came down to the end and our record doesn't show as well. Like, you know, everybody played good teams in non-conference. But
especially now, I mean, you could see a lot of really solid basketball teams that can play out of their minds, but their record might not show it. It's just because that's how everybody is right now. You're still trying to figure out what that looks like. And then, of course, this month of January, you really want to be at the end of it, probably rounding into shape. So we're actually going to have Coach Steve Smiley on the program coming up in about 7 minutes or so. So we'll take a break. We'll look at these big games. Montana State, that's the team that was picked again to finish above you guys. So huge, huge opportunity. Going to be here in Greeley tomorrow night. So get out. You want to watch a good basketball game. That's going to be one of them right there. We'll take a short break. It's the Dalen Kuntz Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Again, presented by Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printers. We'll be right back. Ran from the cops on my own. It was beef, loading box,
put some shots to the top on my own. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What you know about rolling down in the deep when your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze.
Big game coming up tomorrow night for the University of Northern Colorado as they get set to take on Montana State. Welcome back into the Dalen Kuntz Show, presented by Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printing here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Now, I know it's a regular season game, conference game, but Dalen, how much do you think of last year in the Big Sky Championship game when you're going up against Montana State? Is revenge on your mind for tomorrow night?
A little bit. I mean, just knowing that, like, I mean, we played them in the Big Sky Championship. We had a chance to go to the tournament after that and win it, but we didn't. But, I mean, definitely still, you know, still in our minds, especially us returners. But we're still just kind of looking at it as another game. You know, like right now we're just trying to go 1-0 and just, you know, kind of go from there.
Yeah, and this is, they have their guys. They have a lot of talent, Montana State. They're just full of talent, chock full, and that's why, again, they were picked to finish first. You guys, chock full of talent too, but picked to finish second. So I think this is a huge, not just a huge game like for the audience out there to check out, but this is going to be something that really tells you a lot about your team early on. And again, it's not the end-all be-all one way or the other. It's an early conference game, but this is a nice way for you guys to really find out a lot about yourself tomorrow night.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's always good playing against, you know, us being the 1 and 2 teams picked for the conference. It's always good to play against, you know, those good teams and just kind of compete and see where everybody's at.
Yeah. Well, Montana State, and as we said, Montana on Saturday. All right, we need to take a break so we can get UNC Bears head coach Steve Smiley. You're not worried he's going to make you do, like, wind sprints or anything like that if we get him on the show. He's going to drop and give me 20, nothing like that? Okay.
No.
This is fun. I think this is the first time we've ever had the head coach involved in one of these player programs. So this is groundbreaking stuff. We'll get UNC Bears head coach Steve Smiley on the show next. But right now, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Welcome back into the Dalen Kuntz Show, presented by Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printing. I'm Brady Hull, sitting in, of course, as we do every Wednesday, except last Wednesday. I was off last week, sitting in with Dalen Kuntz. And now we have up with us on our First Advantage Hotline, UNC head basketball coach Steve Smiley. Coach, there he is. I asked Dalen if he was nervous that you were going to ask him to do like some wind sprints or something in the middle of the segment, but he said he's good. He's not nervous.
No, it's good, man. It's good to be on the Dalen Kuntz Show. This is the first. I like it. I like it.
Dalen has a couple of questions, so just be ready. He's going to grill you, Coach, at some point. But Dalen and I were just talking about the first two games out the gate as far as the conference schedule goes.
Yeah.
And again, as we talked about, this is a tough league. I mean, so many teams on any given night are going to battle. And I asked Dalen this, Coach, and I'll ask you. You know going into this, you guys were picked second to finish in this Big Sky Conference. And do you get a sense that there's like this target on your back where teams look at you on the schedule and go, man, we're going to absolutely give it our 110% best tonight against this Bears team?
Well, I think that can be part of it, with the preseason rankings. And I think, too, just, you know, being able to get to the championship last year as well, right, and have a good run in the postseason. I think that that's just kind of where the program's at right now, that people know that, you know, in theory, we should be pretty good. And I think that there probably could be a target on our back. But on the same thing, you know, it's like the preseason rankings. Like, you know, we told our guys as soon as that got released, we just said, you know, perception versus reality. That's perception. But what is the reality? You know, we have to define our reality and who we are. But let's not just get lost in the, well, everyone thinks we're good. So we really tried to, you know, kind of battle that all year. And our guys are doing a good job of that. But I just think that going into that thing, it's like, you know, Weber State, which their record wasn't great, but they played so many hard teams going into it just like us. And they had a great win at Utah State just like we did at Colorado State. Like, they're very good. And then Idaho State, we showed our guys their entire schedule. And Dalen can fact check me on this, but I think they had like 5 or 6 games they lost by 1 point. Like, they easily could have reversed their record, but that doesn't change who they are. They're still a pretty dang good team. And so we knew they were good, and I think our guys respected both those teams. Just it's hard, and we got to play a little bit better to change that result.
Well, and that's what we were talking about earlier, Coach, is a lot of people will just look at the records and go, oh, Idaho State's 5-10. But you can't do that because, like you just said, they're all in close games early on. I mean, we're seeing upsets all over the place. We see teams lose. Those records, and depending on the conference, too, those records, yeah, they mean something, but they really don't mean everything, especially when you get into conference play.
Well, even like you look at like Eastern Washington, who, you know, went into their first weekend at the Montanas, which we all know is, you know, playing at Montana State. It's really hard. It's probably the hardest weekend. And they walked into their deal like 5-7 or 6-7 with a losing record. And everyone's like, wow, they swept that weekend. Yeah, they're really good. I think Eastern Washington is really good. And those were two great college basketball games that they won. But our league is so abnormal to what it usually is. There's no bad teams in our league. And I think it's really balanced all the way through. Like, there, honestly, I mean, a million teams could win it, including us. I really believe in our team. But at the same point in time, like, just to get a win, like, you have to play really well. You know, there's no one rolling over in our league at all.
We're talking to UNC head coach Steve Smiley, and we've got Dalen Kuntz. It's the Dalen Kuntz Show. Coach, I think this is the first time ever we've had the coach on inside one of these shows. So, I mean, we're making a little radio history today.
I think it's really cool. I think, in all honesty, it's really cool, with the kids having the ability to do stuff like this now with the new rules and stuff, and being able to not just to do it, obviously money and this and that, but at the same point in time, like the experience, that Dalen's getting and getting a platform. I just think it's really cool. And I think for these kids just to be able to do it, it's awesome. It's like a real world thing. So yeah, I have no idea what questions he's going to ask me. So I'm bracing here. I'm bracing.
Well, and I love it too, Coach, but I got to be honest, I get these guys on and they're so fun to listen to. They're all gunning for my job too. So I'm kind of working my way out of a job whenever they decide to quit basketball, they come back and they're like, that whole show thing looked pretty good.
Jump in there.
Coach, we were also talking about, Dalen, I said, hey, What were the keys to those games? A couple of things that stood out to you as far as what you could do better. And Dalen talks a lot about staying dialed in 100%. Yeah. And I asked Dalen, what as a player, what do you do? How do you do that? And Coach, I'll ask you kind of the same thing. How do you put that emphasis on these guys when you know the talent's there? You know that they can make stops. You know they can score. But how do you get them all collectively to stay dialed in throughout the course of a game?
Well, you try to really coach it and emphasize it. It's like you always say, it's not what you teach, it's what you emphasize. So I think for us, one of our favorite words in that world is sustain. Can we sustain our talk? Can we sustain our stance? We know that we got 80 possessions, roughly per game on defense. It's not good enough to have 60. You're not going to win. So that, in practice, one of the things that we emphasize a lot is win the possession. And regardless, every possession, there's a winner or loser. You either score or you get a stop, right? And so, we try to emphasize that a lot. I think it's really important. I think, like the Weber game, we just dug ourselves a hole. I did not like how we played in that game. Thought we responded well against Idaho State. But going back to your question, we're up 32-22 with 2 minutes left in the first half. They can't score. We're changing defenses. Everything's going well. And we made just a couple little mistakes. And on both those mistakes, the kid hit a three and then went from 10 to 4 just like that. And that's kind of like what Dalen's saying is we got to stay dialed in. You got to. The other thing says you got to land that plane. We got to land the plane, which is get to halftime. We spent the whole half getting up 10, playing great, and we didn't land that plane.
We're talking to UNC head coach Steve Smiley as a part of our Dalen Kuntz Show today. Coach, one more as far as, the last few games and even looking back into the non-conference schedule. I asked Dalen about this too, but Dalen, he's so humble. I said, hey, do you feel a sense of pressure, him and Matt Johnson, Dalton Connect, the big three, knowing that, hey, if at least two of you three guys aren't scoring in a big way. I mean, we saw Dalton score 29. We saw Dalen with 19. How do you view that? Those guys are studs, but is that an opportunity for you to look at everybody else and say, hey, if you're not scoring, you got to pick it up on the rebound game. Theo Hughes came up with 9 boards against Idaho State, or maybe just a guy adding, simply not turning the ball over, finding different ways to contribute because two of those three guys are going to score.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think that you have two different worlds because you do have those three guys that are so, have such a great ability to score the basketball. So really challenging those three guys, first of all, when they're not scoring, what are they doing? Matt Dalen, Dalton, rebounding, making winning plays. So challenging them to say, hey, it's not just everyone else's job to do that because you guys are the primary scorers. I think they understand that, and I think we can get better at that. But also at the same point, something said, Theo had 9 rebounds, Idaho State. Riley had 11 rebounds against Weber State. But, yeah, guys making plays, buying into their roles. And I think our guys have done a good job of that. I don't even think there's any, pushback on what the role definition is of the team. I mean, and you look at Dalen, he led the league in scoring last year. And he's still right there. I think he's like fourth or fifth. But Dalton's scoring a ton. Can those guys coexist together? Which I think they really can. They're doing a good job of that. But it's just such a big thing that we all embrace our roles. A guy comes off the bench like Connor Creech. He knows like he's not going to score much at all, but man, he brings so much juice. He's just infectious to our team. So I think we're getting really close to the right recipe to really take off. We're not there yet. We're not playing well enough yet, but we're close. But yeah, those guys have a huge pressure to score. But on a night, where Dalen's not scoring, can we get winning plays? Can we get, 50-50 balls? Can we get, 5-8 rebounds? I think it's always important for it's not just to say, hey, you're the scorer, that's all you do, or you're the role guy, right, the screener, that's all you do. We all got to take a piece of the pie, and I think we're getting closer to that reality.
Two big games coming up for you guys, Coach. Montana State tomorrow night here in Greeley, Montana on Saturday, also in Greeley. But big-time opportunities for you guys to kind of see where you are as a team, because Montana State, we know we're talking about targets on their back. I mean, they were the team picked to finish first in this conference. But this is a heck of an opportunity for fans to get out and watch some really good basketball, because as you said, every team in this conference is pretty fun to watch.
Two great opportunities for us, you know, to add two great opportunities for fans to get out and see us play. I think when you look at it, Montana State's really good. They're different though than last year. They got a couple pieces back like we do, you know, with specifically Jabril Bello and then, you know, Raekwon Battle, who was kind of a sixth man, scorer off the bench for them, is now taking on the primary role. Great Osabor, who's the backup big, but he's really good. So they got some pieces, but they also lost guys like Bishop, Adamu, Muhammad, you know, that were guys that have been there for 5-6 years on that championship team. So they're still trying to figure themselves out too, but it's a team that just has a winning culture, and they're really solid, and they know who they are. But I think that, you know, for us, like, they're not just gonna show up and let you beat them. Like, you're gonna have to go out there and beat them through your detail, your effort, your technique. You know, all that kind of stuff's going to have to come into play. But it's a great opportunity. And then with the quick turnaround going to Montana, who's playing really well this year as well. So, yeah, two great games. And then you start looking at the schedule. Like I said earlier, everyone's good. You know, everybody's good. And so there's no nights off. And I think that's, as a competitor, that's how you want it.
Yeah, no question about it. No, I mean, it's just, it's go, go, go. I was asking Daylon, too, like, how hard it is to kind of plug yourself back in. But, you know, and Daylon's like, hey, we work hard to, you know, to stay fit, stay in shape, even during that little span, that break there, to make yourself ready for these upcoming games. Okay, Daylon, you got a question for Coach. We were talking a little cinema earlier, so, you know, fire away.
Here we go.
All right, we've been talking about Avatar Way Out of Water, and have you seen that?
You know, I'm embarrassed to say I have not seen
Coach,
it. I did see. Well, you know, I know. I saw your tweet, Daylon. You were tweeting one of your buddies, and the guy was like, you know, it's 3.5 hours long, and you replied to his tweet and said it's worth every minute or something. And I am disappointed because we did force the family. We have family movie nights from time to time. We forced them to watch Avatar probably 6 months ago, and my son was being a baby for the first hour and a half. This is boring. I don't get it. But then when it got to the, you know, like, to the real stuff, he's like, "This is amazing." So, yeah. I got to be honest, Daylon, I haven't seen it yet, but it is on the list. So, and tell me, it's good, right? It's really good.
Yeah, it's definitely good. I rated it 9 out of 10.
Okay. So now I definitely got to go see that one for sure.
Yeah, he gave it a 9 out of 10. I liked it as well, but I saw it in 3D, and Daylon loved it in 3D. My producer Angel loved it in 3D. Coach, maybe I'm old. I'm just like, what is happening? These hurt my face. I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. But I loved the movie. I'm just not going to. For older people, not to say you're old, Coach. You're a young guy.
No, my eyes are getting bad, man.
Don't watch it in 3D. Just be ready for 3.5 hours of sitting there.
Daylon will confirm that, like, I got to wear the glasses a lot more now. It's like the 3D version day is a bad idea for me. It's probably got to be just a regular one. But I got to see the theater, man. Got to see the theater.
All right, I'm going to steal one. Okay, you got another one, Daylon? I'm going to steal one from our morning show team, Coach, for you. They threw out this question. What's one movie, and maybe that's one of them, but, like, that's a big-time movie, you know, the Forrest Gumps and those kind of deals, that's really famous, but you haven't seen it yet. So when people are like, oh, have you seen this? And you say no, and they go, well, you haven't seen this. Is there one of those movies on your list?
I got to be honest, like, you know, movies were more in my era than this era, right? You know, everyone's got shows and streaming and stuff, so, like, I've loved movies. I don't know if I've seen all of them, but man, I've seen a lot of good movies. Do any come to mind, Brady, that you can think of that you want to try to pepper me with?
Okay, what's the one? Oh, The Godfather. You've seen that one, right?
Oh yeah,
okay.
All three.
Angel asked about that. Godfather, Castaway. That's another big time. Did you see that one?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So Coach is a movie guy. He's seen them.
Yeah, I like movies.
That's why
I'm embarrassed to say I haven't seen Avatar Way of Water, Daylon. I'm embarrassed.
Well,
this is what I'm supposed to be.
My producer's telling me that the next one of them, there's plans anyway. They're working on this idea of like a 9-hour movie, and I joked with Daylon. I was like, dude, that's like 8 basketball games for you guys. I don't think that there's going to be any time to watch that.
It's brutal. Yeah, three hours pushing it for me, for sure.
All right, Daylon wanted me to ask, who's your favorite player on the team, Coach?
Well, that's a dangerous question, man. It's like a father, man. Like a father always says, I love all my children the same.
I had to do there. It. I wanted to set you up and throw you off, but you handled it extremely well. I knew you would. But Dalen says you can tell him off the air at the end of the show.
There are times where you don't like them all the same, right? But you always love them all the same, man. So I can't. That's a tough question, man.
You guys, I'm telling you, I love the chemistry. You guys, you know, Dalen just speaks so highly of you guys, of you and this coaching staff and these your teammates, your guys. We just absolutely love what you guys have put together these last few years, especially. It's been so fun to follow you, Coach. And man, we're looking forward to tomorrow night. Great game coming up, and I'm excited. And when the season gets over, let me know. I'll join you for Avatar. We'll jump out there and we'll get in theaters and check it out.
That sounds good, man. I think we're close, man. We're close to really turn the corner here, and it's just when you're playing these games, they're hard. But you know, we're gonna find a way. So these guys are chipping away. Dalen and the guys are working really hard every day, and we know it's a long season. We know that the one thing about this level, which is an awesome thing, is that you got to get hot in March, and that doesn't mean we want to be losing games, but we got to stay the course and be playing our basketball. I don't want to be peaking in early January. I want to peak when it's time to peak. So we're just going to keep staying the course. We'll find a way. It's always good to be on the show, Brady, especially the Dalen Coontz Show. That's a first.
Right? Oh, man. It's awesome, Coach. Appreciate you as always. I've had this one circled, too, this Montana State game, so I'm very excited about it. And we'll see how you guys do. Good luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you soon, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Brady. See you, Dave.
All right, Coach.
All right. There he is. So what do you think about that favorite player thing? Do you think he was – is it you?
No, absolutely. Probably somebody from the old days.
I had to throw it at him. Smiley's going to answer that, right? The bad thing was if he'd just fire off a name like that. He's like, oh, yeah, this guy. And you'd be like, whoa, that was way too fast, man. But no, you guys do have a good relationship. I mean, you can just hear it. The way he talks about you guys, when he's on the show and you're not in here, too, I mean, he's so passionate about each and every one of his players. And you can feel that, too, in practice and in the games.
Yeah, definitely. You can feel it. He's a very passionate coach. I mean, he's going to let you know when you're wrong, but he also is going to let you know, like, he's going to let you feel the love, too.
He gets after it, too, man. I mean, just going to some – Angel, you've seen this, too. Smiley's one of those guys. He's a great basketball coach. He's an excellent guy. You want to go hang out with this guy. But he can turn it on, too, in the game, whether that's getting after the referee or getting after one of you guys if something happens. He can get after it, man.
Yeah, he's intense. He's definitely intense.
Yeah. good. We'll leave it there. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll wrap it up with Dalen on the other side. It's the Dalen Coontz Show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFK, presented by Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printing. We'll be right back.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Dalen Coontz Show. That was fun to get Coach on. First time we've done that before, but that was always fun, man. It's a great group. Really love following this team. And a big test coming up against Montana State tomorrow night, so I know you guys are looking forward to it. It's not the end-all, be-all this game tomorrow night, like Coach said, but you want to be getting to that point where, you know, every single game you're learning something new, you're getting better at something that you were struggling with maybe earlier in the season so that you can round out into shape when you get to late January, mid-February.
Yeah, exactly. Just we don't want to be making the same mistakes we were making in the past games. Just taking the steps and just seeing that we've improved from the last games and all the other mistakes we've had.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a good one. Montana State, again, folks, I'm telling you, get out, watch this game tomorrow night. Montana State, UNC, huge. This one promises. This is a rematch of last year's Big Sky Conference Championship game. So these are two teams that I'm confident are going to be there in the mix at the end of this thing. So get out, check them out early on January 5th, which is tomorrow. Man, Dalen, I got to ask, did you see Donovan Mitchell's 71-point game?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh. That was crazy, right?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, you talk about dialed in. What do you have to do to score that kind of – you said he had 25 points in the first half. Something happened in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's just in that mode. Like,
I thought it was funny. Was it Brooke Lopez tweeted out? He's like, I'd like to congratulate myself and Donovan Mitchell on a career night, 72 points, and he had 1 point. That's pretty good, man. But 71 points, that's absolutely nuts. It's been, what did I tell you yesterday? It's been 16 years since the last kind of game like that. Kobe Bryant had the, was it 81? Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? 81. Will Chamberlain had 100 points in one game back in the day, too. I mean, that's just, you score a lot of points. I've seen you score a lot of points, but my gosh, like 71 points in an NBA game.
That's a lot of points.
That's a ton. Is that a goal? Is that for you? Like, hey, I'm gonna grab a 71-pointer one of these nights.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be cool to do, but that's going to take a lot.
Yeah, it's gonna take a lot, man, no doubt. But it was funny, too, the very next day. They called him in to do a drug test. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, he can't be scoring 71 points. There's something wrong there. But crazy stuff there, man. Dalen, appreciate you as always. I know you got a crazy schedule now jumping back into things and a big game coming up against Montana State. We'll be looking out for you. It'll be, again, if you can't make it by chance, right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFK or ESPN+. Man, just best of luck to you and as you round out and get into more of these conference games.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, my man. There it is, the Dalen Kuntz Show. Shout out to Coach Steve Smiley for jumping on as well. He will get to the Avatar movie. You know, he's always telling you to work on stuff and film study. Now you can say, hey, Coach, did you see that Avatar movie? Yeah, man, you got homework to do. Always great catching up with Dalen. Great individual. Excellent basketball player, too. So we're looking forward to a big one tonight against Montana State. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the second hour of the program. We'll give you a DeMar Hamlin update. We'll get to the lunch rush. George Payton situation, more on that. I'll have Benjamin Albright of Broncos Country tonight. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. All that and more coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKF.